Hi, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, Campus Life Pastor at our Lewis Center campus. This past Sunday, we started a new series we're calling Practicing. It's the art of becoming more like Jesus. On Father's Day, it's oftentimes we look at our kids and we can almost see ourselves in our kids. Sometimes that's awesome, right? We see the good traits they picked up. Sometimes not awesome when they act in such a way as we're like, man, that reminds me of me. But we love it when we see our kids live out the values and the things that we love, the principles that we've been trying to instill in them. We love that. It shouldn't surprise us then that God is doing the same in us. He's trying to make us more like him by making us more like his son. In John chapter 15, verses 1 through 3, it says this: I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that does not bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. And already you are clean because of the word I have spoken to you. You know, this passage is the famous passage that Jesus is talking to his disciples on the night of the arrest, heading to the Garden of Gethsemane. And maybe he's looking at vines and he's using that as an illustration. It's a possibility. But what he's saying is, I'm the vine and you're the branches. And my Father, basically, he's the one who's taking care of this whole garden, and he's going to prune those that don't bear fruit. It's a very interesting passage, and I think when we realize that God is trying to make us more like his son, then we have to learn to recognize God's activity in our life. Sometimes it's easy to be taken aback by the struggles that we go through. And isn't it true? There are times when things are happening, and the first thing we do is pray, God, make it stop. God, could you please take this away? Would you change the circumstances? But it's a very good possibility that it's God who's doing the pruning here. He's trying to change us. He's trying to shape us. He's trying to do something in us so that we will become even more fruitful. Now, the problem with that is obvious, that deep down, we don't want that kind of life where we have to struggle. But everyone wants the kind of life that's the fruit that God is trying to produce in our life. You know, in Galatians, it talks about the fruit of the Spirit, the love, the joy, the peace, the patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, self-control. Those are the things that we want for our lives. Those are the things we pray for. Those are the things we pray for our kids. God, we want those kind of lives. I want to be a more loving person. I want to be more patient. I want to be more kind. I want to be the best version of myself. And it sounds like that list, every one of those areas, if I could just have a little bit more of that, I would have a richer and fuller life. I would be a better version of myself. And deep down, that's what I want. The problem is, it's very difficult to try to produce that in yourself. It's extremely difficult to say to yourself, man, I'm going to fix this one area. I'm just going to be more loving, you know? And then, you know, someone cuts you off in traffic. But I think what this passage is telling us is that there are times in our lives where God is allowing the pruning season in our lives for a purpose. Because he's trying to produce what only he can produce in our lives. And the reality is, the people who I've met in life who are the most like Jesus, so the people who give you life when you're around them, the people who handle circumstances in a way that just looks different, the people who have a love and a joy and a peace and a patience, the kindness that seems to go beyond what's normal. Those people, when you ask them, they'll tell you, all of them will say, we went through it, and God brought us through this. And that's the kind of life that we want. You know, when we think about practicing, you know, the art of becoming like Christ, what we really mean is we want God to do in us the very thing that's going to change our lives so that it will reflect the beauty of who Jesus is in us. That's what we really want. So then how do we embrace that? That's a great question. How do we embrace the pruning? Well, the alternative is, you know, we don't want to be thrown away, right? You never see fruit off a tree where the limb is on the ground. Like, apples just don't grow on that limb. It's gone. So how do we remain in him? And I think this passage is just a beautiful one. It talks about how we remain in his love. Jesus speaking there. He goes on in John 15, how we remain in him and allow his love to pour in us. And as it pours in us, it pours through us to other people. I mean, it's just a beautiful passage. God, help us all to recognize your activity in our lives and not fight against it. We want so desperately to have lives that are comfortable and lives that are free of stress and anxiety. At the same time, God, we want to look like your Son. Lord, help us to recognize your activity and cooperate with what you're doing, to embrace your work in us. And please, Lord, make us into the kind of people that reflect you. We ask that in your Son's name. Amen. Amen. Well, before you move on to your next thing, take a second and think about some of the ways in your life where God brought you through a tough season. And then thank God for that. And then ask God to give you the courage to embrace the pruning seasons to come in your life. Till next time, God bless.